Greetings in Jesus' name today. Gene Sensvig here with the Daily Inspiration. Today I have thoughts to share on forgiveness. What is forgiveness? Is forgiveness by God different than forgiveness by men? The dictionary definition for forgiveness is this: to cease to feel resentment against, to give up a claim to retaliation. Well, that would be forgiveness by men. What does the Bible say about forgiveness? In the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." In the verses immediately following the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says this. That's Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So we see that God forgives us somewhat contingent on how we forgive others. One big difference between God forgiving us versus us forgiving others is this: God has the power to punish us for our sins. You know, we do not have the power to punish another person. It's not in our ability to punish another person for their wrongs. So then we see that God's forgiveness of us is a much fuller dimension than our forgiveness to each other. Also, we see that if we do not forgive others, we hurt ourselves the most, not the one we're refusing to forgive. In Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22, Peter asks Jesus about forgiveness. He says, verses 21 and 22, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven." I believe Peter thought seven times was, you know, asking pretty much. Jesus said, "No, Peter, you're only getting started with seven. Think about 70 times seven, 490 times. Well, does that mean that if we keep track until 490 times and we've done our duty, we don't need to forgive anymore? Well, think about it this way. If we've truly forgiven somebody, would we be keeping track? Would we be keeping a record of how many times it's been? I don't think so. Then Jesus gives a parable comparing our forgiveness with God's. We'll read verses 23 through 35 here in Matthew 18. "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. But he would not. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." So it says here that the first servant owed his Lord 10,000 talents. Well, today we don't talk about talents when we talk about money, so it's a little hard for us to grasp that number, what that was. The other servant, it says, owed him 100 pence. Now, remember from another story of Jesus that 1 pence was a day's wages for a laborer. So breaking talents down into pence, 10,000 talents would equal 108 million pence. Now, that's a lot of money. If you figure 1 pence, a laborer for hire for one day, 6 days a week, that would take 345,000 years to pay that debt. How did that servant come to owe so much? Well, we don't really know. Now compare the 100 pence to the 100 pence at the same calculation would come out to almost 4 months worth of labor. So we see that that is very small in comparison to the other one, which was a debt that could not be paid, really, at that rate. Well, the point is that we all owe a debt to God for our sins that we can in no way ever pay. And anything that anyone else owes us is so small, it's of no real comparison to what we owe to God. And yet, when we ask God to forgive us, He does. He has mercy, and He does. He forgives us. How much do we value that forgiveness? Do we value our forgiveness enough to extend that then to others, even in just a small way? Note that our debt can be reinstated if we do not forgive others. That makes it serious. If we do not forgive others, God says, I no longer forgive you all that debt that I forgave you. You owe it to me. That's why I said earlier that we hurt ourselves the most if we do not forgive, because of the implications on our forgiveness. So how can we justify not forgiving someone else? Really, there's no human way we can justify that. God bless you in all your relationships.